News. I'm Nicole Libous. The United States announced Friday it's pulling back from a decades-old treaty that banned an entire class of nuclear weapons, sparking concern among some analysts the move could trigger a new arms race. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said effective February 2nd, Washington is suspending its compliance with the U.S.-Russian Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty in effect since the Cold War. The U.S. accuses Russia of violating the treaty, which bans certain ground-launched cruise missiles. Pompeo spoke to reporters Friday at the State Department.
If Russia does not return to full and verifiable compliance with the treaty within this six-month period by verifiably destroying its INF-violating missiles, their launchers, and associated equipment, the treaty will terminate.
Russia denies the allegation. The pullout also is due to U.S. concern that China, which is not party to the treaty, was gaining a military advantage by deploying missiles with ranges exceeding the treaty's limit. American and Chinese negotiators wrapped up 2 days of talks Thursday without a deal, but with an upbeat outlook. President Trump said China has agreed to buy more American soybeans, but he expects to meet President Xi Jinping about other contentious issues. North Korea envoy Stephen Biegun said Thursday the U.S. has made only limited progress on nuclear talks. This comes weeks ahead of an anticipated second summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Trump said Thursday the date and location will be announced early next week. Britain, France, and Germany are launching a mechanism to ease non-dollar business deals with Iran to circumvent U.S. trade sanctions against Tehran after President Trump withdrew from the 2015 international pact to curtail Iran's nuclear weapons program. The entity is registered in France with German governance and funding from all three countries. It will allow EU companies to trade with Iran despite Washington's sanctions. U.S. officials say they are monitoring the development. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido warned police officers Thursday to stay away from his family after he accused them of showing up at his apartment to intimidate him. He said if anything happened to his 20-month-old child, he would hold Nicolas Maduro responsible. In a statement on Twitter, Venezuela's police dismissed the claim as totally false. Guaido is at the center of the South American country's political upheaval as he presses forward with establishing a transitional government after swearing himself in as the nation's rightful president in a move denounced by Maduro as a U.S.-backed coup. Both President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are digging in on their positions about a southern border wall, leading to more doubts about whether a bipartisan congressional team can reach a compromise and avoid another government shutdown by the February 15th deadline. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrats had signaled some flexibility on border security funding, but unveiled a plan with no wall money. The president says if that's what the committee's final product shows in about 2 weeks,
I don't even want to waste my time reading what they have,
and repeated his threat to declare a national emergency to build the wall himself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials seized a huge shipment of fentanyl Thursday, hidden in a floor compartment of a truck loaded with cucumbers from Mexico. A recent report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says fentanyl is now the drug most often involved in fatal overdoses across the U.S. Border Patrol officers performed a series of drills near its international border with Mexico Thursday as thousands of Central American migrants crossed towards the northern frontier seeking asylum. Border Patrol agent Fidel Baca.
It's just our mobile response team preparing for anything that could and may happen here on the borderland. That's what it's supposed to signify. By us working together with other agencies, we can show that everybody can work on the same page. Anything, any kinks that we need to work on, that we need to fix, we can address them here.
President Trump has hardened his stance on immigration and specifically against the caravan of migrants. He sought to suspend the granting of asylum to migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. Lawyers for two Reuters journalists serving a 7-year prison sentence in Myanmar linked to their reporting on the Rohingya crisis filed an appeal Friday with the Supreme Court. The reporters were found guilty in September of illegal possession of official documents. The landmark case has raised questions about Myanmar's progress towards democracy and sparked complaints from human rights proponents. The Boy Scouts of America now welcomes girls. For almost a year, young girls have been able to join the Cub Scouts, but starting Friday, girls between the ages of 11 and 17 can participate in the Boy Scouts program, now called Scouts BSA. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.